With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Much of this country bracing for extreme weather, from heat waves to snowstorms to flooding.
Get ready for wild weather across the country next week. According to the National Weather Service, there could be snow in the Rockies, flash flooding in the plains, and definitely a heat wave, says meteorologist William Churchill.
We are explicitly forecasting a high of 100 degrees in Pittsburgh, for example. But most places, particularly once you get into the Mid-Atlantic and into the New England, highs will be capped closer to the mid to upper 90s, which is nothing to sneeze at, even, you know, in the middle of summer, let alone this early in the summer.
He says the heat indices will make it feel even hotter, and that ridge of high pressure is what will bring the snow to Montana and the heavy rain, with the possibility of flooding from the northern plains to the upper Midwest and then Texas and Louisiana later in the week. I'm Julie Walker.
California authorities evacuating at least 1,200 people as a wildfire in L.A. County spreads over thousands of acres near a major highway and threatens nearby structures. There's been a rash of lawsuits and warnings against signing up for pricey stem cell treatments.
Attorneys general across the United States are trying to protect Americans from unproven and expensive stem cell treatments that salespeople claim can cure almost anything. Stem cells fascinate researchers because of their ability to reproduce and transform into other cell types. But the FDA has approved just a handful of therapies. But there are businesses hawking unapproved, unproven, and costly stem cell therapies for many ailments. In some cases, they've caused blindness, bacterial infections, and tumors. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is SRN News. A liberal judge who previously represented Planned Parenthood in an abortion case is out of the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court. Majority control of the battleground state's highest court is at stake. Dane County Circuit Judge Susan Crawford has launched her campaign to succeed retiring liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley. Crawford joins conservative Waukesha County Circuit Judge Brad Schimmel as the only announced candidates. Schimmel is a former Republican state attorney general who opposes abortion. The election is next spring, with the court's 4-3 liberal majority on the line. A Tennessee judge has ordered a conservative media organization to appear in court over publishing details from allegedly leaked documents about a 2023 shooting at a Nashville Christian school. Star News Digital Media is accused of violating a court order. The company denies the charges and is currently suing to get more records of the case released to the public. This is SRN News. A criminal investigation is underway at California State University, Los Angeles.
It follows Wednesday night's siege of the Student Services Building. Dozens of pro-Hamas protesters barricaded themselves inside the building, damaging furniture and appliances and vandalizing the windows, walls, and walkways. The president of the university, as well as other administrative staff, had to shelter in place for several hours during the violent takeover. According to the university president, three employees and one student were assaulted by the pro-Hamas protesters. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Today is Sunday, June the 16th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actress Eileen Atkins, the grand dame of British theater, is 90 years old. Author Joyce Carol Oates turns 86 today. Golfer Phil Mickelson has got 54 candles on his birthday cake. This is SRN News.